I want to thank each of you for coming out this evening as we prepare for our big weekend, Missouri Day Festival. As Josh says, that it is going to be a wonderful time for anyone new, and we've got a lot planned ahead of us. This year, we have approximately 155 vendors that is going to be at the Rock Barn area. We certainly invite everyone to come out. What is very interesting is the different states that come as vendors. Florida, which is great, Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin. So we have a lot of vendors that's coming from all over. Some of the things that will be happening this weekend, and I think many of you probably have our program for the weekend. We had a great soup supper. I hope all of you went down, and I want to thank the Ministerial Alliance for providing that for us. We will start tomorrow at noon. Our vendors will be open. So I tell everybody, come out and enjoy all your meals this weekend from tomorrow at noon to Sunday at noon. There's lots of food. Alligator on a stick, I believe is how they say it. There is frog legs. There's fried Twinkies. There's blooming onions, funnel cakes. So I tell everybody, lots of grease. So come out this weekend, enjoy it. I'm sure there's a little protein in there someplace. Saturday, about tomorrow evening, the North 65 will be having a dance, the Young Country. I believe it starts at 7 o'clock, so go enjoy that too. We will be having a talent contest there at the pavilion. We encourage everyone to bring their lawn chairs, come out, and enjoy the music that will be going on with our local talent. We will start out early Saturday morning. As everyone lines up for the parade, they will be cold, but it's worth it. It begins at 8:30. The Rotary has been working very hard to put that together. I hear there's wonderful floats that's going to be going on, as well as the band. Following the parade, our vendors do open again at 9 o'clock. They're open till 8 o'clock Saturday night. We will be having the marching band competition, and if I'm correct, I believe there's 58 bands that will be participating, so wonderful music in the air. We are very fortunate that something great is going to enhance our Missouri Day weekend. Our Trenton High School girls won their district softball game, and they will be playing at 4 o'clock, and I encourage everyone to come out and support our team. Let's give the girls a great hand. What a great weekend. I had people say, how's that going to happen? Well, how's it not going to happen? We're thrilled. We're very happy to have that taking place. Saturday evening, there will be a couple other dances. The Red Barn will have a dance, and Black Silo will also have a dance for the weekend. The museum will be open. I have here from 2 to 4, the museum will be open. I believe it's the last weekend of this season that they will be open, so certainly encourage you to go and enjoy their display this year. The quilt show, and I left it out for Friday evening. The quilt show was going to be held in the J.C. Penney building. There's some leaking going on. We was afraid that it would rain and the rain on the quilts, which would not have been good. So it's moved down to the video store. So I encourage you to stop by and see all. I think they have over 100 quilts. So it's a wonderful display. The Atlatl tournament will be taking place also from Friday night. All the way till Sunday. If you've never participated in that, Steve Spencer does an amazing job putting it together. The old Spears, we were telling some kids out there a while ago, and their eyes got big. I believe, Josh, it was your boy that we was telling. The Spears, they throw them. They have objects to throw them at. Encourage you, it is in the field next to the Johnson Field, so a great event that will be taking place all weekend as well. And you can actually have a chance to throw the spear yourself. And so it's a fun time. Then Sunday, the vendors will once again be open from 10 till 3 p.m. And like I said, a chance for you to eat lunch after church. Come and enjoy lunch with us. We have tables and chairs set out. The quilt show, the atlatl, the Miccosi dancers will be performing at 1 o'clock towards the back entrance of the Rock Barn area. They are wonderful. If you have not seen them this year, this is your chance to come out and enjoy the boys and their wonderful art of work there. The car show will not be at Eastside Park this year. The Elks will be holding the car show. It will be in the parking lot behind City Hall, just across from the Elks. Vince, where are you? I know you're here. Up. How many cars? Yeah. So it's a wonderful display to go there. So it's going to be fun. And I've told everybody, it's not going to rain. So we believe that. It's not going to rain. We're going to have a great weekend. Come out, enjoy all or part of it. So, I also want to talk about the shuttle bus. The First Baptist Church here is wonderful. They provide shuttle bus services. I encourage people to come here, park, get on the shuttle bus. It runs back and forth. You do not have to wait very long. It takes you to the Rock Barn area and picks you up and brings you back here. I always tell the story of being up front. If I'm up front, I love helping people on and off. And I had an elderly lady get off, and she said, "I have not been to Missouri Days for years. Thank you for running a shuttle bus, because I was too scared to drive down here." So it's a great time, for opportunity for everyone to ride the shuttle bus down. They do a great job. The Christian Motorcycle Association group is at the front entrance of the Rock Barn area. As the shuttle bus comes in, they stop traffic. They then let the shuttle bus back out. We have a lot of people that drop off people there. A great group of men and women. If you see them, please thank them for the work. It's all volunteer work that all these guys are doing to make traffic easier. Also, across the road from the Rock Barn, where the cinema is, the Christian Motorcycle Group, I believe it's $2 to park there. But they have golf carts that they're bringing people back and forth. So we are working very hard to make parking a lot easier. I want to thank the city, the park department, and so many people that is helping to put this event together. I now want to introduce to you our speaker this evening. He really needs no introduction from us, because we know what a wonderful person he is from the time he taught Trenton High School Band to the Missouri Day Band Festival. For 19 years, he has held the festival, and we were so disappointed when we heard that him and Carla were retiring from it, but they've done a wonderful job in bringing two men that is going to continue it. Please help me welcome Buddy Hannaford.
Actually, I'll give you a little history. The Missouri Day Marching Festival came about in 1997 as a result of efforts of a group of individuals here in Trenton. Wanted to establish some new activity with the Missouri Day Festival. Since I was retiring, I was a likely candidate to talk to. I was asked to organize such an endeavor, and I said yes, basically because I didn't think it would work. This particular Saturday in October is one of the busiest for marching bands. There are actually 11 going on this weekend in the state, 11 festivals for marching bands. I think the closest is Blue Springs, Columbia, and Warrensburg, and those are all big ones in the state, and we have 58 schools joining us. Our first Missouri Day Marching Festival had 18 schools. The event strengthened over the years. Last year, 68 schools took part, in 4 judged events, that being parade, indoor auxiliary, indoor percussion, and field show performance. We have a panel of very qualified judges from all over the state and adjoining states at times, and they help each director giving comments to make their music program stronger. The actual Missouri Day Festival retired last year, but the Trenton Marching Festival, and we chose that because over the years I've had people from as far as the Boot Heel call and want to know about Missouri Day Marching Festival. My first question, have you looked at a map? No. Well, you're about a day's drive from Trenton. We have had schools in St. Louis, though, and that has been very interesting. Trenton Marching Festival will start Saturday. We have 2 very qualified gentlemen, Roy Maxwell, who is recently retired band director from Central High School in St. Joseph, will be the new manager. Jeff Hinton, director of bands at Missouri Western State University, will be the educational consultant. I have a great deal of confidence in these 2 guys. I've known them for many years. They are definitely familiar with our festival. Both have judged here. In fact, Roy judged the first contest and said he was so impressed with the organization of it that he wanted to bring his band. And he has been bringing his band up until this year when he retired. They've also had, as I said, their bands here. Jeff brought the university band a couple of years ago for our demonstration band. I've been told that there are bands coming Saturday, and this is one time I don't really know very much about the festival other than the volunteers. But we have as few as our bands with as few as 20 members and one with 183 playing participants. And I also think this is the first year that no new schools have registered for this event. During this transitional year, my wife and I are continuing as volunteer coordinators. We have approximately 75 volunteers running this event Saturday. It takes a tremendous amount of manpower to manage an activity. And we're very, very grateful for the efforts of these people. Without them, this thing would absolutely not work. I also want to read the list of thank yous for the following that support this event and have for 19 years, and this being 20. Missouri State Highway Department, the City of Trenton, the Trenton Area Chamber of Commerce, Trenton Police Department, the Missouri National Guard, Grundy County Commissioners, Grundy County Ambulance, North Central Missouri College, Trenton R9 School District, the Trenton Quarterback Club, Lawhop Jewelry, Century 21 Smith & Associates, First Baptist Church, North Grand River Baptist Association, Trenton Coca-Cola Bottling Company, LLC, Steve's Cars, Stanbury Uniforms of Brookfield, Tom Trump, Martha Sager, and Dave Burgess. Also, our local media, KTTN and Republican Times, are tireless in promoting the efforts of this group. So as you can see, other than 75 volunteers, it also takes another army just to make this thing work, and that being the people that I just mentioned. There's no charge for any of the indoor events this weekend, but there is an admission for the field event, $3 for students and $5 for adults. And children in under the 6th grade will be admitted free. As we have really no corporate sponsor, the admission and the fees that the bands pay to participate is our only source of income. Parade is scheduled to get underway at 8:30. And once it starts, it's kind of like a snowball. And as my wife says, we just get out of the way so we don't get hurt, because it's going to happen. It's rolling. There's nothing we can do to alter this any portion of the day. We would like to stay ahead of things, but often that's not possible. We must rely on pre-planning and very quick-thinking volunteers that are very quick on thinking on their feet. So, with the retirement of the Missouri Day Marching Festival and the restructure of the Trenton Marching Festival, We would like to see a large crowd of local residents, the gym, and at C.F. Russell Stadium to show support for the efforts of these young adults that are coming to Trenton, somewhere over 4,000 students. Few communities have the privilege of hosting such an event, so everyone come out for this extravaganza and watch education and young people at work. Thank you, Ed.
Good evening. My name is Stephen Taylor. I am a Trenton person, been involved in the Trenton Rotary Club for a number of years, and a few years ago I was asked to participate. Well, I wasn't asked. I'm sorry. I read it on a piece of paper, different committees. I was assigned the parade committee, and I'm like, oh, what's this? And then I started to show up and got involved in. Now, I'm one of the parade committee chair people. And there's two other people that have been instrumental in the parade committee chairs. I want to just let you know that Savannah Summers and Brian Upton have been very instrumental in making the parade work the way it is. And by the way, I think it's Saturday. Is that right? Good weather Saturday? Yeah, I probably said this a thousand, if not 2,000 times. Yes, the parade is it starts at 8:30. Yeah, be there by 8 or earlier. Yes, I 100 phone calls, emails. Anyway, what I'm up here for tonight is that I want to let you know that the parade is going to happen, and we've got about 60 entries right now. It's looking good. We were out there and we painted the numbers on the streets today. We're all excited about that, but the parade committee got together earlier this year, way back in the summer, and we started out with trying to figure out what our theme for the parade would be this year. We came up with the theme of Spirit of America. So that was the first step in getting this thing organized for this year. And then the next step is that Spirit of America is the theme. How do we choose a parade grand marshal? And so the committee got together, and we're looking at ideas about who can be the grand marshal for our parade this year. Last year we had several people that were the parade grand marshal. This year we want to just have one person. So in keeping with the theme of Spirit of America, we were kind of thought that would be like a, you know, it's a political year. But also it's a, you know, proud to be American kind of place. And we thought, hey, why don't we go talk to the VFW hall and see if they have somebody that they would recommend as that. And then without hesitation, they offered us a name. We contacted that person and the family, and they said that would be great and we'd be honored to do that. So the person that we've selected is a person that has served this country well. It's over 70 years ago, this nation was involved in a world war, and we had folks that were participating in that, and we had somebody that lives in our community that actually fought in that war and was at the Battle of the Bulge. We thought that would be an excellent candidate for our Grand Marshal this year, so I'd like to introduce to you our Grand Marshal for the 2016 Missouri Day Parade is Charles Davidson.
A note passed to me. It says pies for sale downstairs, $10 a piece. So when you are finished this evening, go downstairs and purchase your pie and share it for the weekend. Our next step is to recognize the winners of our contest. We have the yard decorating contest, we have the window decorating contest, the coloring decorating contest, and this year we had a scarecrow decorating contest. The scarecrows are displayed in the courtyard area. I certainly encourage everyone to come and look at those. They're cute. They're just a lot of fun to look at. We will have the addresses of the window and the yard decorating contest. So, Jeannie, would you please come up?
Okay. Well, I got the lovely privilege of being the chairperson for the coloring contest. And this year's coloring contest was opened up for all Grundy County youth ages preschool through fourth grade. We decided to add a new category to this year's coloring contest, and that was to include the residents of the nursing home. I'd like to thank Jim Norris, who once again has designed our coloring contest page to help depict the theme of this year's Missouri Day Festival, which is the spirit of America. The children tonight, all the winners actually, will get a copy of their page back. But those pages that was colored by the other students will be on display at Orchelin's Farm and Home all weekend. So if you know of anyone or, you know, can spread the word that if any of the other children want to see their coloring contest page, to please go to Orchelin's. So I'd like to thank Jim for doing that. He's done a great job and helped me out every year. In addition, I want to thank Orchelin's for sponsoring the coloring contest winners as it relates to the children's division. And what the children will be getting is gift certificates to Orchelin's. First place winners will get a $10 gift certificate. Second place will get a $5 gift certificate. And third place will get a $3 gift certificate. In addition, we'd like to thank Sunnyview Nursing Home for sponsoring the nursing home division. And each of the winners in that category will get monetary prizes sponsored by the nursing home. So, having said all that, when I call your name, if you would please come forward and get your certificate. So, starting out in the preschool age division, first place went to Sydney Blackburn. Is Sydney here? Cool. Come on up, Sydney. Sydney is a preschool student at the Trenton R9 Preschool. Okay, second place in the preschool age division goes to Megan Lowry. Is she going to come up? Megan is a preschool student at Laredo. You want to come up? Mom, you can come too. Don't be bashful, I won't bite ya. Okay, and then third place in the preschool age division. Okay, third place goes to Avery Gamut. Is Avery here? Avery attends Trenton R9 Preschool. She's bashful too. Okay, then moving on to the kindergarten age division, first place goes to Kennedy Cross. You're not. Okay, second place in the kindergarten division goes to Logan Harris. I see Logan. Okay, Logan goes to S.M. Ristler Elementary. Third place in the kindergarten age division goes to Alexis Bundridge. Here she comes. Alexis is from Ristler. Okay, then moving on to the first grade division. First place goes to Renee Williams. Okay, Renee is a Ristler student. Okay, second place is Liliana Sosha. Okay, Okay, I don't see her. She's a wrestler student. Okay, third place is Bailey Williams. Okay, second grade. First place goes to Lucy Price. Lucy is a second grade student at Ritzler. Second place goes to Henry Link. Henry is a second grader at Ritzler. Okay, and third place is I'm not sure if I'm going to say this name right, but Sarari Burkhead. So what is it? Sarai Burkhead. Is she here tonight? Nope. Okay. That was a different name. I wasn't for sure how to say that. Okay. Moving on to the third graders. First place goes to Brock Borders. Second place for the third grade category goes to Cambria Brown. Here's Cambria. Congratulations. And third place for third graders goes to Ivan Michael. And fourth graders, first place goes to Marina King. Congratulations. Second place is Kinsey Lynch. And she might not be. Oh, okay. I'll say, yeah, she's probably not here. And Kinsey is a Laredo student. Third place in the fourth grade division goes to Asher Wilson. Okay, this is our coloring contest winners as far as the children, the school age division goes. Thank you guys for coming. Okay, now just real quickly, for our nursing home division, for Sunnyview Nursing Home, first place goes to Linda McNabb. Is she here tonight? No, she's not. She is? Okay. Does somebody want to come? Okay. Second place for the Sunnyview Nursing Home division is Dickie Rigsager. Here comes Jake. And third place from Sunnyview goes to Jean Stewart. I think the other folks are sitting over there too. Okay, then for the Eastview Manor Nursing Home Division, first place went to Lawrence Rex Jr. Second place from Eastview Manor goes to Donna Kiefer. Okay, and then third is Marianne Adams Gillis. Is she here? Yes, thank you. Thank you all for participating, and thank you, Sunnyview and the school, for allowing the students to participate.
Good evening. I'm Jackie Shoptic, and I chaired the window decorating competition. And we had 5 organizations or businesses participate in decorating their windows. And the windows, so you can go see them, are there is one at Farmers Bank of Northern Missouri, one at Lockridge and Constant on Main Street. The Oak Leaf Achievers have their window at KTTN. The Busy Bee 4-H Club is at Heartland Realty. And Citizens Bank and Trust had the Preceptor New display in their lobby. The windows were judged according to the best that kept with the theme. So I will announce the first, second, and third winners. First place is Oak Leaf Achievers. They were displayed at the KTTN window. Is there someone there? And they received $75. Good job. Second place, Preceptor New, which was displayed at Farmers Bank of Northern Missouri. They'll receive $50. Is there anybody here? The sorority? Here we go. Bonita's here. Oh, I'm sorry. It's at Citizens Bank of Trust. I'm sorry. I got my bankers mixed up. I got my banks mixed up. They are third place. Second place for $50 is Farmers Bank of Northern Missouri. If there's somebody here from Farmers Bank. No? Okay, we'll take their $50. Okay. Thanks.
Hello. I'm Sue Hufstetter, and I get to do the yard decorating presentations. And there are lots of places all over town. It's worth your while just to get in your car and just drive all over. And they're just lovely. Some are small, some are really big, but they're all nice. Some of them are spooky. For the business, the first place has gone to Eastview Nursing Home. Is there anybody here to accept that prize? We'll see they get it. Eastview Manor. And second place has gone to Sunnyview Nursing Home. Then in the residential, the first place has gone to Lanny Harkins. Are they here? Nobody here for Lanny Harkins? And second place has gone to Bonita and Jim Price. Delightful, and I'm proud of everybody that decorated their yards, and thank you very much. Go drive around.
It's me again. Okay, this is actually really hot off the press because the scarecrow ended at 6 o'clock, took the judges a little while, so it was about 6:20. So some of these people may not even be here because I couldn't get a hold of all of them. But Linda Eads and I chair this committee, and the individual winners, first place is Barb Hawkins. Actually, I got a hold of her, and she had moved the straw bales, and she said her back hurt. She had to take some ibuprofen, so she was too tired to come. Sorry, I had to share that. When you see her, tell her that. Second place is Sierra and Hannah Bruce. And third place is Elizabeth Ellen. Now then, for the businesses slash organizations, I should state that correctly. First place went to Residents of Sunnyview. Second place went to Citizens Bank and Trust. And you got to go out and look because it's Tilly the Teller. And third place went to the Girl Scout Brownie Troop 1125. Thank you very much. And as Debbie said, please go out and look at these. They are all so different, but so cute. Thanks.